listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk about something that is a heritage forever. I'm going to read you from the great Psalm, Psalm 119, verses 111 and 112, where we read, "Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end." The great Psalm 119 uses many different words to describe God's word. Here in verse 111, God's word is called your testimonies. Then the psalmist described how much he valued God's word. He said, "Your testimonies I've taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart." The psalmist rejoiced in God's word with a deep, heartfelt joy. Therefore, they became his heritage forever. Many people look forward to a spiritual heritage. They look forward to a heavenly reward, to a crown in heaven, or to hear God say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." All of those things are good. But the psalmist had a different idea of a spiritual heritage. For him, he regarded God's word itself as a heritage forever. For him, the word of God was so rich, so full, so great in meaning that it was like having a part of his heavenly reward right now. It might seem bold to claim God's word as one's own heritage, but the psalmist was right to do it. He didn't purchase this claim, and he didn't earn it. It was his heritage. A man might look at his property, his assets, and his children and say, "This is my heritage." The psalmist felt his real riches were in God's word and in God himself. Now, the commentator Adam Clark understood another aspect of this. You see, a heritage is something we both receive and pass on to future generations. Clark wrote this: "He has inherited them from his fathers, and he was determined to leave them to his family forever. A man can leave nothing to his child but a Bible, in that he bequeaths him the greatest treasure in the universe." Having such a great heritage, the psalmist logically thought, "I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end." That theme is once again emphasized. The psalmist would never forsake God's word, never stop reading, learning, meditating, and especially obeying it. As believers, we often feel that every step we take in this world is dangerous. That's why we cry out for a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. When every step is dangerous, how can we ever hope to endure forever to the end? Because the same God who lights and sustains us for one step can do it for us for every step to the very end. This is something for us to take hope and confidence in, and to receive God's word as a heritage that we take by faith and that we pass on to future generations. We can do that trusting in the Lord today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.